Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. All right, it's time to spring clean your diet for summer. What the heck does that mean? What's wrong with my diet already? Oh, gosh. Well, if we had a couple hours, but we're not going to do that. We have our wonderful chef, Abby Gelman, a professionally trained chef and registered dietitian, all in one human being, has called a culinary nutritionist. Her website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. And Chef Abby is here to help guide us in this whole spring cleaning of your diet. What does this mean, Chef Abby, spring clean? What's wrong with our diet already?
Well, there's not necessarily anything wrong with it, but just like you want to spring clean your home and kind of reinvigorate now that the weather is getting nicer, we want to kind of air out ourselves. So we may have been eating a lot of heavy winter foods or things that really, you know, stick to your ribs kind of food. So we want to maybe lighten it up, start walking around the farmer's market, see all the delicious fruits and vegetables that are there now that spring is here, and we can get outside and really get moving and lighten things up a little bit.
So, in other words, you know, start scoping out where the farmers markets are, and mm-hmm. you know, and start visiting them and do a little perusing and maybe think outside the box. Like give us some examples, because I think a lot of us are in kind of a dietary rut, same old,
Well, there's a lot of really fun things that happen in the spring food-wise. One thing that only happens in the spring, generally, in the farmer's markets, is rhubarb. And there are so many ways to prepare it. I love it pickled, just like you would do a cucumber, like a regular straight-up pickle, but you do it with a little vinegar and hot water, maybe a little dab of sugar, and you pickle the rhubarb, and it just brightens up your salads, your soup, your everything. And it's all over the place now. Also, morel mushrooms are only happening for a few months.
Ooh, yummy.
And
yummy.
They are like a delicacy. They're like a truffle. They're in the truffle family. So they're very spongy and delicate, and they do so well with like a flavorful sauce. You could toss them in pasta with maybe some peas or asparagus, throw them in salads, and they are delicious as well. And then there are some other things that crop up now, and when you have produce in the season, it actually is supposed to be eaten, and the nutritional capacity of that item actually is better for you as well. So things like asparagus, which might be available all year long, is really only supposed to be eaten in the spring. That's when it's harvested. So go get some asparagus, maybe saute it, throw it with some peas and some radishes, make yourself a nice little salad, and, see what else is around the farmer's market.
What about fruit?
Strawberries will soon be coming at the tail end of spring.
Soon.
So delicious, and blueberries will be cropping up soon as well. Apricots, we should start to see in May now also. So starting tomorrow, it's May 1st, right? So we'll have apricots, we'll have berries starting to come around. Throw them in yogurt in the morning. Take a handful with you when you walk out of the house. And they taste so much better when they're in season, so much more naturally sweet, and so many more nutrients to nourish you during this time.
I love it. And so how can we let's just take a full day. We start with breakfast. How are we going to, springerize it and summarize it?
All right. Well, we may have been eating, let's say we've been eating a lot of oatmeal and things. We want to kind of brighten that up. Maybe we switch over to some plain Greek yogurt, put a little bit of honey in that, some fresh berries, maybe some toasted
And that's
nuts.
Raw honey for you. Raw honey.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
raw
one,
honey or maple syrup. Also good. And you only need a little bit. A little dab will do you, right? You just need a teeny tiny amount.
Okay, everyone, you heard that out there. There's no dumping half the jar in there, because we're talking about natural ways to sweeten. So the natural ways are the ways where we have resources that hold on to every single micronutrient. They haven't been processed and refined and manufactured and beaten to smithereens and left to basically nothing, empty calories like you know, table sugar, right? So we've got, you said maple syrup. Is there a type of maple syrup that's the best?
To cook, I like grade B. It's a little bit darker, a little bit more flavorful. If you're going to use it as a sweetener, it'll also add a little bit more complexity to your yogurt or your pancakes or whatever it is that you're using it for. I like it in yogurt. And then molasses.
For the raw honey? Well, wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. Hold on. For the raw honey that we already mentioned, do you want one of those with a honeycomb in the jar, or does it matter?
If you can find it, great. If you go to the farmer's market or the farm directly and they have it with honeycomb, that's wonderful. Some people chew on the honeycomb. It's like a replacement for gum. Great. Straight to the source is the best way you can get it. So absolutely.
Okay. And then molasses, what'd you say?
Molasses is great to cook with. A lot of people know it from ginger snap cookies and that kind of thing. But it has so many good qualities. There's iron and magnesium and, you know, calcium, and it's got such a complex, rich, deep flavor. It's great to make baked goods. And also maple sugar. So along the maple syrup lines, if you boil down maple syrup, it actually has a sugar component, obviously, because it's a sweet syrup. So that maple sugar you can use in place of table sugar, in place of brown sugar, in place of any kind of processed sugar. It's a great replacement for that in baking or in your coffee or in your tea or any place you would use a little bit of sugar.
And how do you use the herbal stevia, which is wonderful because it sweetens, but it doesn't play around with your insulin level, so it won't drive up your appetite?
You could use that in tea or coffee, I think most people. You can cook with it as well in baking and things like that to keep the sugar content down. It works.
Is there
well
a specific form that you use of the stevia for cooking?
Just the powdered. I think Truvia might be the brand, but it looks like a box just like you would buy table sugar in. And it's a one-to-one.
And you don't need that much. Right?
You no, if you're using it in your coffee or your tea or, you know, hot beverage like that, you just need a little, you know, like even a half a teaspoon. You don't need very
Good. And I really think it's important for people out there to really hear up. You know, when you're really spring cleaning your diet, your nutrition on a daily basis, you can still sweeten if it works for you, so long as it's natural, and it's just like Chef Abby said, it's the closest you can get to the natural source. And that's really what we strive to recommend here on her radio.
Exactly.
Whole foods. Right. And we want to be able to just now get on out there and get that produce. Chef Abby says, go ahead.
One of the good things about the spring, too, in the farmers markets is even if you're not a great cook or it's intimidating for you, now is a time where we can start to eat things raw or cook it to, you know, you just maybe steam it a little bit or saute it lightly. So peas are in season now. You don't have to do anything to them. You just have
oh,
to
I love peas.
Steam them.
Absolutely.
They're beautiful.
All right. So we have been talking to our regular chef, Chef Abby Gelman, who is a culinary nutritionist. Her website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com, and she's helping us spring clean our diet for summer. Chef Abby, thank you for being on her radio once again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.